Yo.
Oh, no.
Well, see, I think the deep freeze has changed that. You caught people, because people now, they kill as much as they can. Mm. So that's what's causing them to die off.
Yeah.
As far as I from what I know.
Your deep freeze kills ruins your game. That's what I've been saying on television and all that. Is a ruination to the game, because see, like right now they're preaching dove season, and you got doves with birds in the nest right now. They got eggs. You got them cooing out there right now. Come bring it out there right there and show you. And season will open, but next time I come in.
Yes, sir.
And they're preaching on television, man, shoot the doves. You know, get your gun, buy your gun for time, bird, buy your gun here, buy your shell there, and all that humbug. And if you buy him a gun and buy her a gun, you got to take them hunting. I don't care what happens. They're going to go out there and shoot some doves and flip them up and squirrel on the same thing. It used to be, you say, well, you go out and kill you a few squirrels, it didn't make any difference. You didn't have to worry about laws, the game laws and all that, but now you got to kill all you can. We had some people kill as much as 700-800 squirrels in a deep freezer one year. And then they threw them away the following year because they went bad. See? And
what, the meat got?
Well, it burned, freezer burned, and different things like that that happened to them. They stayed over a period of time in it. It got rid of it, cleaned the freezer out. And
I think that's
that freezer run ace into the game.
I think it is.
Mm-hmm. So. That TV set, that book to you. It's a run ace into the whole country, that thing. That's the worst thing ever come to the country.
Why is that?
A lot of ways.
Okay. Well, I agree with you, but
It's the best in a lot of ways, because we know what's going on, but you better off not to know what's going on with all that humbug.
What about when you, I was talking with you about the things you had in your house. Did you have a lot of, when you moved, you had to move all your things, did you ever move and have to move all of?
Oh, yeah.
Like in the 27 water?
No, we never moved nothing.
A lot of people had to get all of
them. Mm-hmm. Had to move that stuff, yeah, move it out. Mm-hmm. We never moved. We made that one, we moved one time, that's it.
Was there a room where in the house where you could store your clothes, hang up clothes?
Yeah, most of your places had, most of your houses had. Mm-hmm. It may have been open or something, but it was place to hang your clothes.
That was, that is what we call that.
A regular locker or something.
Did you ever see, you put your clothes and things have drawers in? That's,
mm-hmm.
You call it?
Shippers and armors and.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They had all that. That's where they hang most of their clothes. And their best clothes is in those armors. That's where they keep the family Bible and all that junk. Records.
In the armor? So that thing had two doors to it?
Yeah, one had two doors and bottom drawer and stuff like that, and they had little compartments up on top of them. Most of them had. Mm-hmm.
That was a nice piece of furniture. That they don't have any more like most of them here. What about the sort of things that you used around the farm to carry water in? You carry water in?
Buckets, regular buckets.
The thing that you caught water in, what'd you call it? The
cistern.
Did it have a place where you could get water out?
Yeah.
Or you turn the water on it what?
Faucets, or in a faucet like anything.
Mm-hmm. Did you have something up over the top of that, or did you just drink the water out of there? Was the faucet, was it down at the bottom of the cistern?
Yeah.
Well, didn't the cistern get all sorts of stuff down here?
No, the cistern was covered up with the cypress, you make a regular top, you know, regular top for your cistern, and the only thing, the trough where it dumped into, where your gutter went into your cistern, was the only place that was